Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, you can't control the curveballs that life throws you. Whoops. On eBay or off, but with a little practice, you can control your attitude towards them. What are you laughing at? What? It's getting late in the show, and I'm tripping over words, and she's, like, enjoying it. Lee! Patricia Whitlock is known on eBay as top-rated seller, the shopping mom, too, and she's here now to tell us why it's so important to stay positive, Lee, and not snarky, Lee. Patty, darling, how can you as an eBay seller apply a positive attitude that Lee can understand to make your own life and the lives of others better and happier? Let's start with customer service.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Hi, Griff. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, with customer service, okay, you need to go ahead and have the right attitude when you're talking to them, okay? You cannot go ahead and start the conversation being mad, angry, upset, yelling, and, you know, doing...
You shouldn't start out by saying, you people don't know what you're doing,
you people,
and I'm sick and tired of
it. You know, so you have to call eBay customer service. Yes, it can be uncomfortable, to say the least, but you can minimize it by having certain things in place. So you're calling because you have a problem. You have to have in hand, you know, coffee or any other drink you might like to sip while you wait. You know, you can go ahead and put your phone on speakerphone, so then you could go ahead and move around and do other things while you wait. You need to go ahead and have policy and all the pertinent information about your case or the reason for your call. And while you wait, you can go to your listings and review them, change titles, add descriptions. In other words, keep busy. So that way, you know, your mind is not, oh, my God, when are they going to answer this phone?
That's a good idea.
You know?
Grab your coffee and...
Exactly. You grab your coffee.
Put it on the speakerphone.
Yeah. If it's 5 o'clock, then you just grab your mojito or, you know, another type of drink or beer. And you just sit there and wait. Once the rep answers, be polite, no yelling, no rudeness of any kind. Keep calm and explain your reason for the call. Listen to what the rep has to say and quote or refer to policy in a calm way. If you can't get anywhere, you can ask to speak to a supervisor.
You know, Patricia, I used to be the type many, many, many years ago before I learned to call up when I was angry. I'm not talking about eBay customer service, just any customer service.
Yeah.
When I was angry, I would call. Now, I always try to enlist their help. You know, hi, Bernard, thank you so much for taking my call. I need your help. I found that helps if you start off with that.
And if you're truly, truly polite and that they can feel that you are, you know, truly frustrated and that you need their help, you know, most likely that customer service rep will go beyond, okay, what they have to do to help you out. And if you can't get anywhere, then you just go ahead and thank them, and then, you know, calm down and then call again. Maybe you'll get lucky the next time around.
So we're talking about the curveballs that life throws you, and now we've talked about customer service.
Mm-hmm.
What about a positive attitude when it comes to eBay fees?
Mm.
Yes, right. So that, you know, I look at it this way. If you have, for example, if you have a brick-and-mortar store, okay, you have to pay rent and you have to get up every day and go there, and you have to deal with customers coming in and out, and you might have customers that are stealing, and you know, there's a lot
customers
of
who smell bad. See, yes. That's one thing we have on eBay. We don't have to smell anybody, right?
Not yet.
Not yet, right? God only knows that they might try to work something like that out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but with running a business comes expenses and fees. If you look at the fees being high, which is a negative attitude, it will give you more stress. But if you look at it where the fees are not that high and you compare them to running, you know, a brick-and-mortar business, then the fees eBay charges are not that bad. You don't have to spend money on clothing, okay? Heck, you can list in your pajamas. There is no commuting back and forth and traffic, spending more gas.
What you'll save on mascara alone.
And long, I mean, my goodness, okay? And then dealing with higher rent than your monthly eBay store subscription. Who can say that they're paying $200 for rent and get the amount of customers that we get here on eBay? I don't know if anybody.
Very good. So that's the way a positive attitude can help us with eBay fees.
Exactly.
What about product sourcing? Positive attitude.
The product sourcing. Okay, so you want to go ahead and make the person that you are, the store that you're visiting, you want to make those people your friend, okay? Or at least show them that you care, and which, you know, I truly care. I mean, I talk to everybody. But you know, I have a manager and that, you know, she has two grandchildren that she's taking care of. And she told me about it. So every time I go to the store, I ask her, how are your grandchildren? And I ask by name. And she is thrilled. In turn, she calls me and she tells me, listen, I have this. Would you be interested? Because, you know, I took the time to care and ask about her. Now she takes the time to care and show me some merchandise that I might be interested in. And it's not merchandise that you leave on the rack, you know.
Griff, I think you go into product sourcing with a very positive attitude because you enjoy it, don't you, Griff? Mm-hmm.
I do. To me, it's a learning, fun adventure. I love product sourcing.
Yeah, and it just makes for a much better experience because you are making friends with the people that are there, you know, for their job, and they might reciprocate and they might help you out. And if you are a polite person with a nice attitude and you're not nasty and, you know, like if something falls on the floor, you pick it up and you hang it back up, you know, those are things that the people that work there take into consideration, and they see you doing it.
We're speaking with Patricia Whitlock, who's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the shopping mom, too. And she's here to tell us why it's so important to stay positive all along your eBay experience. So,
absolutely.
What about a positive attitude when you're faced with a customer who wants to return an item?
Ooh, my favorite.
Show me the positiveness in that.
Okay, returns happen. It is life. It's the cost of doing business. It can hurt, and it can be painful, but there's nothing you can do about it. And you have to make it the best experience for the customer. I take in returns for any reason, just like Griff. If you're not happy, return it for a full refund. 9 out of 10 times that I take in a return, I relist the item, and guess what? It sells for more money. So I guess it's the universe saying, see, Patty, you have a good attitude, and here I am rewarding you.
Excellent.
You know, so it's all about, and that customer, I just had somebody that returned something, and that customer thanked me. She was just thrilled of the experience because she didn't have to deal. I told her, I said, you don't have to even tell me why you're returning it. Just return it.
Yeah, I think sometimes people take it personally, like it's some sort of, you know, assault on a person's character that the buyer isn't happy and wants to return the item.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they take it like, what's wrong with my item? Well, you know, yeah, I agree with you on that.
So how about positive attitudes when interacting with the eBay community, other people?
Well, you know, we have a very big eBay community. The chat rooms, the forums are humongous. There is all kinds of people coming in and out of the boards, and you can go ahead and ask any question, anything that you want, and somebody will go ahead and answer you and be there 24 hours a day because they don't close. But I find that the more people ask questions in a negative manner, or you know, they don't have the right, you know, like they just go in a negative way asking the question, the less the responses are, or, you know, it makes it better if you put your problem there, all feelings aside, and then ask, you know, what do you guys think? And people will come over and they will, you know, tell you. There's we posted in a thread called Gotta Make Money thread in the fashion board. And there is one thing that it's a tip that says you if you have a customer and, you know, the customer is giving you a hard time and you just don't want to go ahead and deal with it and everything else, you can sit down, type up what you would like to go ahead and say to that customer, okay, mm-hmm. and get it all out. And then hit the delete button because, you know, it's not worth it. You got your frustrations out, you put it in paper, and then you just hit delete. The community in eBay is very helpful, and they have a lot of information. Even when prompted to call customer service versus call, you know, going to the community, you can bet that you can find somebody that can get you that policy and give you an example of how to fix the problem within minutes.
And you know what? You shouldn't hang around with people with bad attitudes.
Mm-mm.
That's what I think. When I'm on a board or whatever and people start with this horrible attitude, instead of trying to find solutions, they're bitching and complaining. I just don't stay there.
No, and it's very draining. It's very, very draining. The right attitude is everything. With a positive attitude, your life becomes happier and in turn more successful.
How did you learn this?
It's just, I don't know, I've always been like this, you know. It's just that if I get down, if I'm upset or something like that, I'll just walk away from it and I'll just, you know, calm down before I say anything.
Well, we have to calm down now because our music has started.
Okay.
That was a very positive experience today. Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks, Patricia. This segment was sponsored by ShipStation, where we sell however you ship. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name-brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales. Created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.